Christian rock in the U.S. The market is pretty broad here. Billboard magazine even has a chart for the genre. Well, here's another place where you can find Christian rock, and it may surprise you. Pakistan. The country is overwhelmingly Muslim. Christians represent less than 2% of the population. But as Fahad Deshmukh reports from Karachi, they punch above their weight in Pakistan's music industry.
Christians have been playing music in what is today Pakistan since the first European colonizers arrived in the 18th century. In the 1880s, a Christian convert started translating the Psalms into Punjabi and composed a melody for each one based on local music traditions. This native form of the scripture was an instant success in the Christian community, and those melodies, like this rendition of Psalm number 16, continue to be a staple in Punjabi churches today. Some of the singers featured most prominently during the heyday of Pakistan's commercial film industry were from the Christian community. This is a famous song by Noel Diaz, more commonly known by his stage name Salim Raza. As early as the 1940s, jazz and rock cover bands made up of young Christian musicians were playing in Karachi's nightclubs. Many of them would gain a cult following in the city, with names like The Panthers, The In Crowd, and The Talisman.
When a child goes to church, he listens Christian hymns there.
Anthony Sushil, who goes by the nickname of Moon, plays keyboards for a band called Hallelujah. The Lahore-based group is one of a handful of Pakistani bands playing Christian-focused rock music.
He saw the choir, he saw the musicians, so he got a spark over there that, what is this, man? There is something new. First thing in the mind is that it cannot be wrong because it's in church.
So even though Christians make up a tiny proportion of Pakistan's population, they're overrepresented in the music industry. By day, Hallelujah's six members work as music producers and engineers for other musicians, TV commercials, and movie soundtracks. But in their free time, they get together and sing in a mix of Punjabi, Urdu, and some English about Jesus and spirituality. Their brand of Christian rock is catching on, like this song, Rehbar or Guide. Dekhna, ab humko, hum sitaron se jagmagayenge. Tootti, bikharti, in kataron mein seedh laayenge. Hai kyun alag, alag si dishaein, jabke. Rehbar is notable because the song's music video managed to get airplay on one of Pakistan's small but mainstream music TV channels. Hallelujah members say they're not trying to win over converts. What they want is to entertain and to spread a universal message to Pakistan's disparate Christian community. This is guitarist Waqar Gill.
You know, there are so many churches and so many denominations nowadays in Pakistan. So we don't want to present ourselves like from Catholics, from Protestants, or from Pentecostals. We just want to show that we are just Christians.
Being Christian in Pakistan today isn't easy. Christians have been increasingly targeted by Muslim extremists in recent years. In 2011, a Christian government minister was gunned down. Last September, a church in the northern city of Peshawar was attacked by suicide bombers, killing some 80 worshippers. Hallelujah and other Christian rockers aren't widely known outside of the Christian community, so at least for now, they don't perceive themselves to be under the threat of violence because of their music. Then again, because the Christian community is so small, it's unlikely they'll ever be a major act in Pakistan. But the band members say their music was never about getting mainstream popularity. For the world, I'm Fahad Deshmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.